Imagine this. You're in an archery field. You've got one bow. Your stance, your breath, and a single target. You pull the arrow back, like Legolas. You aim, you fire, and it's a bullseye. But now what? You turn round, and you've got no arrows left. There are no more targets in sight. There's just silence. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why building a fulfilling existence means never having just one thing to aim at. Think of your life like a garden. Would you plant just one tree? Water only that tree, and stand beside it day after day, hoping it brings you everything? Or would you plant many seeds? A lemon tree, representing your health. A rose bush, representing your relationships. Maybe vines of creativity. Roots of wealth. Patches of grass representing hobbies. A swing hanging representing spirituality. The truth is, one seed does not make a garden, and one goal does not make a life. Think about this. You're in an empty room. You walk into a giant echoing hall. It's yours, all of it. It's the size of a cathedral. But in the centre is just one chair, nothing else. That chair is your one goal. Maybe it's your career or your business. Now imagine living in that hall for the next 10 years with only that chair. At first it feels purposeful. You sit, you build, but slowly you start to think. The echoes of all the other things you could be doing grows louder. You weren't made for a chair. You were made for a library, a gym, a studio, a kitchen, a garden, a stage, all inside your hall. You've probably heard the phrase, jack of all trades, master of none. It's usually used as a term to shame people with many interests. But actually, there is the full quote. Whether or not you're aware of this, you will be in a moment. That's not the full quote. The full quote is, jack of all trades, master of none, but oftentimes better than master of one. Literally, the meaning flips. It praises versatility. It celebrates those who spread roots in multiple directions, not just diluting themselves, but becoming the whole. A single river can dry up, but a delta, it flourishes. You're not just a one-trick pony. You're a Swiss Army knife. Some people were born to do many things. Multi-potentialities. Think Da Vinci. He wasn't just a painter, he was a scientist, a mathematician, an engineer, a dreamer. You don't need to be Da Vinci to live this way. You just need the courage to have a few goals to aim at. You want to get fit. You want to, write. You want to build deeper relationships. You want to earn more in your career. Maybe you want to start a side business. Maybe you want to become an amateur golfer. Maybe you want to learn about a certain topic in depth. It's expansion, not distraction. A lot of people say, but won't doing many things burn me out? Burnout doesn't come from too much variety. It comes from too little meaning. Doing one thing over and over, clock in, clock out, can actually exhaust you more than working towards five different exciting goals. Because it's monotony that dulls your soul, but momentum energizes it. When your mind jumps between learning guitar, hitting the gym, working on a business, improving your finances, traveling, spending quality time with your partner, you're not burning out. You're burning brightly. Imagine two people, Liam and Eliza, or Eliza, whichever way you want to put this. But let me paint you a picture. Liam has a steady job. He does it well. He's been at it for about 12 years now. He comes home, he watches TV, he sleeps. He's peaceful, but quietly fading. Eliza, she juggles a daily job, writes books, hits the gym, learning French, and still finds time to cook new meals every weekend. Her life is a colourful mosaic. She's not the best in the world at any one thing, but she wakes up happy and ready to go. And 10 years from now, she'll be fit, fluent, creative, confident, connected, while Liam might still be where he was. And look, I'm not saying there isn't benefits from focusing on one thing. Sometimes that is the best play. If you've got just a pure gift in one area, that's where you should put most of your time. But there are still other areas and goals that you need to also be working towards and see progress in. Because otherwise you will have an unbalanced life and you won't enjoy yourself. So you need to pick some areas that matter to you. Like I said, you know, maybe it's the fitness, maybe it's finances, maybe it's family, maybe it's hobbies and travel and learning and creativity and spirituality. And then you set small goals in each. The fitness might mean walking or running every day or weights or calisthenics. Finances might be investing, saving, trading, small businesses. Maybe the hobbies, trying some new hobbies out and seeing how you go with those. Because you might not know if you're really good at something unless you try it. What about creativity? Something to draw, something to write. Maybe a poem, you know, you become a poet. Maybe it's artistry in other ways, music. Your energy needs to be like the seasons. Some days it's spring, career. Some days it's summer, hobbies. Some days it's autumn and it's the introspection and writing. And some days it's winter, about saving and investing. Protect the garden. You need to water the various plants. And yes, some plants need more water than other plants. Some plants actually don't need too much water, but they still need monitoring. Because you're not a cog in the machine. You are a symphony, not a solo. A galaxy, not a planet. One goal will never be enough for someone as alive as you. So don't shrink your life to fit a single target. Stretch it to aim to many. But look, even if you're not the best in the world at any one thing, you might become something even rarer, a master of living. You might just have everything you've ever sought after. Because, yes, we need a focus, but we also need multiple focuses. There's no good being, you know, really good at your career, but you're fat, you're overweight, you haven't got any friends, you've got no partner or whatever, you've got no hobbies or interests, you've got no social skills, you don't know how to talk, you don't have anything that you're working towards in terms of hobbies and interests, you're not building a legacy. That isn't a successful life. Even if you're on a, you know, 300 grand job, it's not successful overall. You'd rather be on 100 grand with good relationships, good hobbies, good interests, excitement, whatever. So understand that it's not about jack of all trades, master of none being a bad thing. In fact, oftentimes, it's better than being a master of one.